Gracias. बनाया इस प्रार्थना की इनके अनुग्रह के साथ ही बने। They are something, they are Santi?
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm sorry.
How Krishna has forgotten the devil. Now that he is united with the city women, with the Mathura Ramani, and he is relishing and tasting their love for him, why would he come back here to this place for? Why would Krishna come back to see us here? Then they began to say, Uddhava, oh Uddhava, Krishna has no attachment to us. It is just like the honey bee, which takes the pollen from the lotus flower and then abandons the lotus flower. Oh, it is just like the bees, which sometimes go into a bee's hive, and then after some time they abandon that place. Or like the bird, which takes shelter in the tree, and then after some time they give up that tree. Or like a student who learns from his teacher, but after learning the lesson, then he gives up his teacher. In this way, the gopis began to give so many examples to show to Krishna, to show to Uddhava, that, oh Uddhava, we have no more hope that Krishna will return to us. But we know that if Krishna returns and he sees us, that we have died in separation from him, then Krishna will die, but he has promised to return. So therefore, we have some hope. And then Uddhava noticed Srimati Radhika, that one particular Gopi who was standing nearby to that place, and she was completely absorbed in Krishna, and she began a conversation with the Gopi who was hovering there. This is called Brahmarghi. And in this conversation, she began to chastise Krishna. At first, she was saying, oh, Krishna is so foolish that like you are just like him. You are very foolish because look at your whiskers that you have. I can see it has kumkum on your whiskers. That means that you have landed on the flower garland, which is on the chest of Krishna, and has the kumkum from the breasts of the Mathura Ramanis whom he was embracing. So how foolish you are to come to me that you have just touched the flower garland of my rival. And in this way, Srimati Radhika began to talk in a very completely bewildered state of Mahabhava, the highest manifestation of Mahabhava praying for Krishna. And after that, then she began to ask to Uddhava all about Krishna, how he is faring there in Mathura. And Uddhava then began to express to the Vrajagopis and to Srimati Radhika the letter and the message which he had carried for them to hear. And Krishna began to console the Vrajagopis in that message, to tell them that by their love for him, they are eternally united with him. There is no possibility of separation from him. He also thought, in terms of Tattva Gyan, that he is the supreme being who is all-pervading within and without, and there is no possibility of separation from him. So the Vrajagopis heard this consoling words of Krishna, and they took this to their hearts. and now they cannot from comfort from the presence of Lucifer G. So Lucifer G remained there in the association of the Brahma Gopis, in the association of the Vrindavati for 2 months. And then he observed during that time what kind of training that they have. How his praise, his attachment to Krishna, is absolutely nothing in comparison with the praise of the Brahma Gopis. His Shilgurudev gives us the example that just like when you are standing next to the Himalayan mountain, you are standing at the base of the mountain and you are looking up very high, your head goes all the way back. The hat that you are wearing on your head falls off because it is so high, so insurmountably high. And in this way, Buddha, he witnessed the praying of the Braja Gopis, and he saw that his praying cannot even approach there, that he cannot even expect to desire such praying. Therefore, he prayed, Asana Ho, Chanarare Kutushama Ham Shyam, Vrindavane Kimapi Kulma Vatosha Dinam, Yasus Chajam, Sudanamarika Patam Sahikama, Pay Jodam Kutuna Padadim, Shushir Vrindavane. He prayed that I want, that I will be able to take birth here in Praja, and that just a blade of grass, as a shrub, as a creeper, and that I can take the one particle of dust, just chatter a rainbow, one dust particle from the lotus feet of the Braja Gopi, and particularly from that one Braja Gopi, Srimati Radharani. I want that that one particle of dust will come on my head constantly. Therefore, I only pray that I can become a blade of grass, because these gopis are so great. Even all the Vedas, they are searching after Krishna. If Krishna is inconceivable and unattainable, even by all the Vedas. But yet, these Vrindagopis, they have attained Krishna by their devotion and love, so much so that they have been able to give up that which is completely insurmountable, the chain which binds you up to the social etiquette of this world, which is impossible for the young people to give up. They have abandoned that and gone to Krishna. Therefore, I desire only to become a blade of grass. And then he chanted the glories of the Braja Gopis. Oh, Pante Brajasam, Braja Rajasrinam, Pada Rikinam Abhishtasam, Yasa Harikatodhitam, Purati Puranastrayam. The chanting of the Braja Gopis of Sri Krishna's glory is so purified and transcendental and exalted that this purifies the entire universe. So all glories to the Braja Gopis. So that desire of Uddhava Ji, it was heard by Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna awarded Uddhava his desire that he prayed for to take birth in this very place. So all the shrubs of this place, they're actually a manifestation of Uddhava Ji. And 5,000 years ago, after Krishna departed from this world, in Dwarka, Uddhava was there as the queen to Krishna. They were feeling intense separation from Krishna. So Uddhava manifested here. He came here, but the Shandilya Rishi came with the grandson of Krishna, Maharaj Putranava. Shandilya Rishi came here with Maharaj Vajranava and all of the queens of Dwarka. And when they came to this very place, they began to perform Sankirtan. And in that Sankirtan, all of the associates of Krishna began to manifest from this very place. Uddhava Ji himself manifested from all the shrubs and creatures. And he came out and began dancing and singing in Mahasankirtan. Words of a chanting and dancing in separation mood, and then Radha and Krishna and their infinite gopis immediately also manifested in this Raha Sankirtan. So in this very place, Uddhava Kunda, all these wonderful pastimes took place. So this is our first stop on our Radha Kunda Parikrama. Now we will walk from here to Sri Radha Kunda. So Uddhava Ji is staying here some little distance from Radha Kunda, worshipping from a distance. We should also understand understand that this praying of the brother Gopi is so high and exalted, it is unattainable by us. We must worship this praying above our heads and constantly chant the glory of the brother Gopi and Srimati Radhika. So on this day, we are so fortunate to come here, to come to Radhakur under the guidance of our beloved Guru Dev. We should bow down in the dust of this place, ask for the blessing of Sri Uddhavaji, that we will also have this realization in our hearts of the great glory of the Braja Gopi's name. Gauru Primarandi, Sri Uddhavakunda Jeeva, Sri Uddhavaki Jeeva, Sri Radhakunda Jeeva,
जो लोग आज पर नहीं दिया है वो लोग आज पर ले गए हरे कृष्ण गौरव श्री कृष्ण जय सन्मा प्रभु नीत जनक प्रिया स्वैत जगत देव जय